This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. With only hours to spare, the U.S. Senate has passed the funding bill approved by the House just hours earlier. It passed with an overwhelming majority, 88-9. The bill will now head to President Joe Biden's desk, where he is expected to sign it. While the bill does extend funding for the government, it only does so for 45 days. As the new deadline approaches, the House and Senate will negotiate on a full spending bill in hopes of averting a government shutdown. 5 years ago, the killing of a journalist sent shockwaves around the world. VOA's Laurel Benman has more.
On October 2nd, 2018, journalist Jamal Khashoggi walked into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, and never came out. There, a Saudi team reportedly suffocated and dismembered him. U.S. intelligence later concluded that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had approved a mission to capture and kill the Saudi-born journalist who had been critical of him. The prince calls Khashoggi's death a mistake. Despite sentences and what they call show trials in Saudi Arabia, Khashoggi's family and supporters say there's been no real justice in the journalist's killing. But that won't stop them from calling for it. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
The European Union launched on Sunday the first phase of the world's first system to impose CO2 emissions tariffs on imported steel, cement, and other goods as it tries to stop more polluting foreign products from undermining its green transition. The planned tariff has caused disquiet among trading partners, and at a forum last month, China's top climate envoy, Xi Jinping, urged countries not to resort to unilateral measures as the EU levy. The bloc will not begin collecting any CO2 emission charges at the border until 2026. For additional stories, 24-hour